Be'ez Hashem is Bochur begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Kriyshma, the laws of the recital of Shema and the Sefer Ava, the book of love, which in this paragraph we finish up the halachas of Kriyshma regarding those who are exempt from the Kriyshma. As Rambam gives halacha regarding those who are exempt from reciting the Shema, including that of the chasen, of the groom. Nashim, women, vavodim, and slaves, because it's a mitzvah sasesh, as my grandma, it's a time-bound commandment which slaves have the halacha like women that they're exempt from, uketanim, and children, are patur mekriyishma, are exempt from the mitzvah kriyishma. But a malam mesekitanim lekreisa b'inasa, but we do teach the children to say it in its appropriate time, and umavarchan lefanei lacharan, and to say the brachas of kriyishma before and afterwards, kedei lechanchum mitzvahs, that's known as the mitzvah of chinuch, to inaugurate them, to train them in the mitzvah of the kriyishma. Now, misha helibay tarit, if someone's consciousness, heart, was perturbed, benechbaz ledvar mitzvah, and was caught up in performing a mitzvah, some part of Mikala mitzvah is exempt from all mitzvahs. That's what's known as Isik mitzvah. You engage with a mitzvah and you cannot be doing it at the same time because you couldn't do both. Then you're part from another mitzvah, and that includes the Mikri Shema from the recital of Shema. Lefikach, therefore, Chasan Shanasa Besula. A groom marries a virgin. Part of Mikri Shema Achayav Elehu is exempt from the saying of the Shema until he has consummates the relationship, until he is intimate with her. Lefishayin Daiti Benuyi, because his thoughts are not available, because Shemala Yimtzala, so maybe he's not going to find for our virginity, and he's concerned with that because of this initial journey that he's starting, which is a mitzvah of marriage. Now, Vimshad Matzah Shabbos, the label, let's say, generally we get married on Besul Nisus L'Yom Revi on the Wednesday night, and it's already been Matzah Shabbos, and he has not yet had cohabitation. Chayim Likrus Matzah Shabbos Ve'elach, so from Matzah Shabbos and onwards, he's obligated to say the Shema. Sharin is karadaita because he's already cooled down. But Libby Gaspar is already very friendly with her. Even if he did not have cohabitation yet, he's not so worried anymore, and therefore it would not exempt him from the saying of the Shema. Halacha Beis. Now, Avala Noisei has a ba'ula. But if someone marries a woman that's not a virgin, Ava Bishai Zig Mitzah, although he's engaged in the mitzah of having children, of consummating the relationship, but Chayv Likris, he's obligated to say the Shema. There's nothing that's making his thoughts chaotic because he's not thinking about if she's a virgin or not, because he knows she's not. Something like this, you would, even though you're going to perform a mitzvah, since you're able to, you would have to say the Shema. Now, regarding that of a mourner, Misha Meisle Meis, if someone has someone that passed away, there is an obligation to mourn over. So, Pata Mikrishma is exempt from saying the Shema Achik Berenu until he buries him. And the reason, his thoughts are not available to say the Shema with appropriate thought. Now, let's say he was guarding a dead person, even though it's not his dead relative, he's also exempt from the saying of the Shema. But let's say there was two people guarding the one who passed away, so one will watch, and the other one will slip away to another place, because one shouldn't be saying it near a dead person, and say the Shema. And then he goes back and he watches, and then the other one goes away, and he says the Shema. That's how both of them will be able to say the Shema. And b'chein achayfer kever l'meso, to someone who's digging a grave for a dead person, pata mekrishma, when he's doing that, he'll be exempt from the saying of the Shema. Halacha dalt. Eimetzin es ames l'kavroi, one does not take out a dead person to be buried, samach l'zman krishma, close to the time of the saying of the Shema, so that it shouldn't stop people from being able to say Shema in this appropriate time. Ilm kin hayo adam gadol, unless he was a great person, where it's not appropriate to delay his burial. Now, v'mischilu b'yitziyu, if they started and they started taking out the dead person, v'giyizim on the kriya, it came time for saying of the Shema, v'imalav nesames, and they're escorting the dead person. So, as follows, koshi yesh l'mita tzarech b'em, anyone that the coffin has a need for him, k'goyim, for example, noisei amita, those who are carrying the coffin, v'chilufeim, and those who switch with them, v'chilufeim, and those who switch with the one who are switching, where they would generally change by the carrying of the coffin, because everyone wants to have an opportunity to have that merit of carrying the coffin. So, whether they were in front of the coffin, whether they were behind the coffin, they're going to be exempt because they're oisik in this mitzvah. But Ashar Hamalabim, but the rest that are escorting, where the coffin does not have a need for them, they're just doing it because of the honor of the mess, they would be obligated to go out and say the Shema. Halacha Hey, let's say they were engaged in the Levaya, what we call the eulogy. So, Begiz my Krishma, they came time for saying the Shema. So, Bizman Shem is Munich Lefneim, as often as that the dead person is laying there by the Levaya. Nishmatim Echad Echad Bekaran. So everyone slips out one by one, not all at once, because that would be a disgrace. One by one, and they say the Shema. B'chayz Nes, but then they come back to the eulogy. Einam Esmut Lefneim. Let's say the dead person is not laying there in front of them. Let's say he's in another room, and they're doing the Levaya over here. So Kol Oim Karen Kriya Shema. So everyone says the Shema together at once. V'ovil Yeshiv V'daimim. The mourner himself, he sits and he's silent. because he's not obligated to say the Shema until he buries his dead relative. Halacha vav, cover us a mace. If let's say they buried already the dead person, and now the mourners are on his way back to receive consolation. And all the other people are going behind the mourners, from the place of where the cemetery is, where the burial is, to the place where the mourners stand, to make a roll of kapat hachumah to receive consolation. So, if the people could start and finish, even one pasuk of the Shema, I mean the first pasuk, before they get to the row of the halach of tanchumi aveilim, so they should start it. If not, then lo yeskilu, they shouldn't start. Rather, they should go ahead and console the mourners, because the mitzvah tanchumi aveilim is a biblical mitzvah, which they're busy and engaged with right now. After they take leave from them, then yeskilu likers, then they should start saying the Shema. Now, b'nei adam ha'im d'mashru. Now, regarding the people who are standing by the row, which they would pass by and they would be menachem them, ha'panimim shehim rim b'nei aveilim, the ones on the inner part, who they see the face of the mourners as they're walking by, p'turim mekrishim, and they're exempt from the Shema, because they're engaged in this mitzvah. V'chatzem, the ones on the outside, ha'ov ha'im rim as aveilim, since they don't see the mourners, chayav mekrishim ha'mekrim, they would be obligated to say the Shema where they are in their place. Halacha zayin katin is regarding someone who's exempt from the Shema, but he wants to say the Shema. Kol mishu patim likris krishma. Whoever's exempt from saying the Shema, imrotz lahach malatz malikris. So we said a chassan, we said an oval. Imrotz lahach malatz malikris. If he wants to be stringent himself and to say the Shema, kori he could say it. Vush they dike to penuyila, but that's only if his thoughts are clear for him. Avam hoyizah patim likris mavul. But if let's say this one who's exempt from saying the Shema was confounded and chaotic, any rishai likris he's not allowed to say the Shema. Atchut tesiyashav dike to love until he's able to focus his thoughts and say the Shema. Lachaches regarding a person that's in a state of spiritual impurity. Kala tameim, whoever is ritually impure, chayav mekriyishma, is still obligated in saying the Shema, mevarchen lefenel, lacharel, and vehematumasim. They say the berachas kriyishma of before and after, even though they're in a state of impurity. Afa pisha efshlam lalis metumasim babayim, and even though they could go and elevate themselves out of their ritual impurity that same day. For example, hanugim mesheretz, if someone touched one of the dead eight creatures that contaminates, oivenido, or a menstruating woman, of a zava, a woman who has a different type of cycle of dam, umishkavan, and the beds that they laid on, which also has that tumma, ukoyitzma, or similar types of things, where right after they immerse, they become pure, even so, they're allowed to say the words of Torah, including Shema, even with the ritual impurity on them. Now, but the Ezra based din the tiknu, but Ezra and his courts they instituted shliku b'divrei Torah, that one should not say the words of Torah ba'al keri levadi, only for the tumma of someone who had a nocturnal emission, who had a seminal discharge, and b'itziu mechalal shar tameim, and they removed the ba'al keri from the category of all other people that are tamei achiyitpo until he immersed himself, and because of ba'al keri, the tumma only comes from a lightheadedness, and therefore it's inappropriate to say the Shema in that state of tumma. And saying the words of Torah. Now, but this institution did not become disseminated and widespread throughout the Jewish people. And it was not in the power of most of the community to withstand such a decree. And the Fikra Batla, therefore, it dissolved. And the custom has already become that Kol Yisrael, all the Jewish people, likras b'Torah, to learn the words of Torah, v'likras krishma, to say the recital of Shema, even vein bali kiroyin, even if they already had a seminal discharge. And the reason for that is lefishein divrei Torah mekamotum, because the words of Torah do not receive ritual impurity. Ela ibn b'tarasim lo'ilim, rather they stand with their purity forever. Shlomak says the pasuk Yirmiyah, haloi koi devari ka'esh no Hashem. Hashem says, behold, my words, the words of Torah, are like fire. Which teaches us ma'esh ein mekabel tuma, just like fire is not a substance that can become impure. Av divrei Torah ein mekabel tuma, so the words of Torah are not mekabel tuma. Therefore, even someone who's a balkeri could learn the words of Torah and could also say the Shema even in the state of being a balkeri.